forever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. and Russia say they are restoring embassy staffing in each other's capitals and working toward ending the Kremlin's nearly three-year-old war in Ukraine. Today's high-level meeting in Saudi Arabia underscored President Trump's shift away from the last 3 years of U.S. policy that sought to isolate Russia over its 2022 invasion of its neighbor. The stakes are high for Ukraine, but it was not invited to today's talks. Meanwhile, NPR's Emily Fang is monitoring China's reaction to warming relations between the U.S. and Russia, one of Beijing's main international partners.
China expressed ambivalence about the meeting between the U.S. and Russia. The summit is happening in Saudi Arabia, bypassing Beijing, which has repeatedly offered to host such a meeting to broker peace in Ukraine. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said it welcomed the U.S.-Russia talks. But Russia, which China signed a, quote, unlimited partnership with in 2022, on the eve of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, is deeply important to Chinese foreign policy. China's bought up a lot of Russia's oil and gas after European sanctions hit, and it's facilitated trade in machinery and electronic components that Russia needs. And the prospect of closer ties between two historically antagonistic countries, the U.S. and Russia, could destabilize China's foreign policy calculations. Emily Fang, NPR News.
A Delta Airlines plane remains flipped over on a snowy tarmac in Canada. Canadian and U.S. investigators are on site to investigate what caused the plane to crash land and catch fire at Toronto Pearson International Airport yesterday afternoon. The president and CEO, Deborah Flynn, says the airport's operating but with delays.
We do expect that the investigators on site will be reviewing the aircraft on its current configuration on the runway for the next 48 hours. And we are looking to get to support that investigation and the removal of that aircraft off the runway, at which point we can do our inspections and then return that runway into service.
All 80 people on the Delta Regional jet got out of the plane. Officials say 19 sustained injuries, but nothing life-threatening. At least 14 people are dead from flooding and freezing temperatures over the last 4 days in Kentucky. Karen Zarf, member station WUKY, has more.
Crews on Black Hawk helicopters and Swiftwater rescue boats have been working around the clock since late Saturday, evacuating Kentuckians from flood water. Governor Andy Beshear was on the ground in eastern Kentucky Monday, where nearly 300 people were rescued from two apartment complexes.
I was there at Little Sandy at the airport with these families getting off, thankful that they were safe, and really grateful for the National Guard of our state of Tennessee, of Indiana.
Beshear said there are still people unaccounted for, and it could be days before there is an accurate count.
It's NPR. Pope Francis is still in the hospital with a respiratory tract infection. Doctors are now describing as a, quote, complex clinical situation. Today, the Vatican said that the Pope has pneumonia. NPR's Ruth Sherlock reports a priest in Gaza says the pontiff has nonetheless kept in touch with the parish in Gaza from his hospital bed.
Il Santo Padre ci ha chiamato Father Gabriel Romanelli says in an interview posted on Vatican News that Pope Francis, though hospitalized, called at the same time he always calls. The Pope has maintained his near daily contact with the Catholic Church in Gaza throughout the recent war. Romanelli says in his recent call from hospital, Pope Francis asked how he and the refugees gathered around him were and sent them his blessing. The 88-year-old pontiff has been suffering from a respiratory infection for more than a week and has been hospitalized for several days. Father Romanelli says the Pope sounded a little more tired than usual and that the pontiff acknowledged his bronchitis. But Romanelli says his voice was clear and he listened well. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Rome.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is at risk of being ousted as he fights corruption allegations. New York Governor Kathy Hochul was slated to meet with Manhattan leaders today after signaling she might use her authority to remove her fellow Democrat from office. Adams continues to deny bribery charges as well as claims that he agreed to collaborate with the Trump administration's crackdown on migrants in exchange for the Justice Department's decision to drop its case against him. The Dow is closed up slightly. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory through Wednesday. Today, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 9 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 9 feet. And Wednesday, east winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through Wednesday. Today, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet. Tonight, east winds 30 knots, seas 13 feet with rain. And Wednesday, east winds 30 knots, seas 11 feet with rain. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through Wednesday. Today, east winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet with rain. Tonight, east winds 30 knots, seas 10 feet with rain. And Wednesday, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet with rain. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory through Wednesday. Today, east winds 30 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, east winds 30 knots, seas 6 feet. And Wednesday, east winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through Wednesday. Today, east winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet. Tonight, east winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet. And Wednesday, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, rain likely in the morning, then rain showers likely in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-30s to lower 40s. East winds 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, rain showers likely in the evening, then rain and snow after midnight. Snow accumulation can be up to 1 inch. Lows in the upper 20s to upper 30s. East winds 15 to 30 miles per hour. And Wednesday, rain and snow likely in the morning, then rain and snow likely in the afternoon. Little to no snow accumulation. Highs in the lower 30s to lower 40s. East winds 10 to 25 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 5:13 a.m. at 7 feet. A low tide at 12:02 p.m. at 1 foot 8 inches. A high at 5:56 p.m. at 4 feet 11 inches. And a low at 8:17 tonight at 2 feet 8 inches. Your sun rose at 8:57 this morning, and your sun will set at 6:55, giving us 9 hours and 58 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSTP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Start out this hour with a piece called Panic and Us by the Smiths. After that, The Traveling Wilburys with Not Alone Anymore, and then Crazy for You by Madonna.
Panic on the streets of London. Panic on the streets of Birmingham. I wonder to myself, could life ever be sane again? The lead side streets that just slipped down.
Feel the weight of my stare.
That was Crazy For You by Madonna, and now we have It Could Be, It Could Happen To You, that is, by Eddie Money, then John Cougar Mellencamp with Crumbling Down, after that Take Me Home by Phil Collins.
On an afternoon near the end of June, we first met and fell in love. Being both too shy, neither questioned why it was all we could think of. So awkward at first, it was like a curse. You think you'll never lose, but then you do, and it could happen to you. In a bar, passions burning heat. With the static glow of the radio, virgin struggled on the seat. Bathed in salty sweat, we were soaking wet as the night turned up.
Shit! we have up here next, the Go-Go's with Our Lips Are Sealed. Then Men at Work with Settle Down, My Boy. Michael Jackson will follow that up with Working Day and Night.
Settle down, my boy. do time.
Working day and night. Ooh, my.
The Yunga Tribal Council is a proud sponsor of KSDP and Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. Thank you for your support.
The most music for Sandpoint is on 8:30 a.m. KSDP.
Joan Jett is next with us with What Can I Do For You? And then Face to Face, that's by Code Blue. After that, we have Was Not Was with Carry Me Back to Old Morocco.
Thank you.
And Soft Cell is next with us with a piece called Bedsitter. And then it's the Pogues with Fiesta. And then Adam Ant with Desperate But Not Serious.
Come all you rambling boys of pleasure, one's there. Will you kindly kill it down for me? There is one cash on her in the bingo. All he turns when she's crazy crinkle. As he pulls up, he does head laughing.